Blog Talk Radio.
So glad you're here.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop.
Madeline Bass, and welcome to the show. This is Empowering Your Mind. I am the host of Soul Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily by keeping it. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing your status and raising your standards. My brain is full. I have had the opportunity over the weekend, actually yesterday, finished it up today. I did my first commercial. And been green screened, everybody. So I did my first commercial, and a little excited about seeing how it turned out. Kind of nervous too at the same time. But I had to talk a little bit about what I do, and I've gotten my little thing all twisted. I think that's the first time I've ever messed that up. So in the 4 years I've been doing this, but anyway. We are here and empowering you to create that greater lifestyle by changing your status and raising your standards. Got it right that time. So we are happy to invite you one more time on a Monday. Oh, my goodness. We are in the middle of the month of May 16, 2016, and we're going to get it done. We are moving into June. Those of you who haven't started yet, who haven't even thought about starting, you want all this great stuff and you want to move forward and you want God to make a powerful move to your next, have you done anything? Have you made a move? Have you done your part? God's not going to do it all for you, ladies and gentlemen. He'll set that up. He'll even put some doors before you. He'll open some doors. But guess what? There are some times where you've got to make that move and open that door yourself. And that is to make sure that we polish our craft and we get some things taken care of. We had the opportunity to hear Mr. Bobby Jones, and that's something that stuck with me, is to polish your craft. And we were listening in on Keeping It 100 with Tanya Jackson, and she had him on her show. And so that's something that I've just really kept inside of me, and I've really been pushing forward, even though it was over a year ago that he made that statement to me. But the question was, you know, how did he get there? How did he get where he was? And for 35 years, how do you stick and stay doing something? And it is because he kept polishing his craft. You keep polishing the things that you believe God has given you to do, the things that you believe that is best for you, your business, your church, your ministry, your causes. It doesn't matter. If God has signed it, even your family, your mates. A lot of times, ladies and gentlemen, we will pick and choose our own mates, and we are not supposed to do that. Ladies, especially you, it said, he who findeth a wife, make yourself available, but while you're waiting on that man to find you, work on you. Quit trying to sit here and think you're the best thing and you're the cream of the crop, because there is no perfect person, none, not even you, as good as you think you are. You are not perfect. So you're asking God for his best for you, and you have not done the things that you need to do. So the name of the show today is Let's Get It Together. Let's get it together. Let's do some things. Let's move forward, even in our waiting. And, you know, a lot of times we don't want to wait. Even in our waiting, we want to keep moving, we want to keep running, we want to keep pushing. You have no clue what you're doing. You have no idea where you're headed, because you have no plan. And we've been talking about this now for 3 years. But in this year, in 2016, my promise to you was to keep pushing you harder to be great. And as long as you want the information, you will get on the call. But as long as you want your vision, excuse me, as long as you want your vision to push through, guess what? You got to do the work. You got to keep doing. You got to apply the things that you're hearing. We can go to school. We can go to seminars. We can go to webinars. We can get on calls. We can do all of this stuff, ladies and gentlemen. But if we don't know what we're doing, well, you know, what's the point? If you're not going to take it and you're not going to apply it, now, y'all know whenever something is important, I slow down. I give you a chance to process what I'm saying. So, do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? What are your dreams? What are your visions? What do you want? What are you wanting in your life? And if you're wanting it, let's get it together. Let's start doing some things. Well, I'm going to give you some things that we've gone over throughout the year, but how are you doing this year? How are you doing so far with your to-do list? We've been talking about creating a to-do list since January. So have you made your way down to number two? Because your number one was make a list. So what's on your number two? Have you scratched out number two, then number three? And then while you're scratching off, is your list getting better? Are you becoming more organized, or are you still a mess? You still can't find something. You're looking for a pen. You have people coming over, or you're having a training, and you don't have paper, or you don't have things for them to take notes on. You don't have a table. You know, I've been to some seminars full of information, 4 and 5 hours long, ladies and gentlemen, and they have nowhere for you to write. So you have to depend on your lap, those of you who actually like to write like myself. I love to write. I don't always take my tablet or use my phone because that takes up memory. Then I got to come home and download it. When sometimes the easiest thing for me to do is just write, because sometimes I miss things when I'm writing. So I've tried to record within a lot of these big old places, especially people who are so-called important. They don't want you recording because they want people to pay to come to hear them. So my thing is, well, you know, we got to get it how we can. And everybody is not very good at listening and comprehending. There is a difference. So let's get it together. Let's find some ways in which we can learn from these events, because that's a long process. An average person's attention span, and this has been proven, an average person's attention span is 45 minutes. That's why in school the students are going from class to class, because they can get up and they can walk around, and the classes are 45 minutes or 30 to 45 minutes when that teacher is teaching. Because the time they get in there, they do the roll call, kind of get your mind together, until the time is time for them to leave. So you're looking at maybe 30 to 35 minutes of study time for those students. So why in the world would you expect someone to sit in a 4-hour training uncomfortable with no way to write down notes, and then you don't allow them to record? You expect them to retain all of that information? It's not doable. So make sure that you have it together. You got the tools that these individuals need to get from you. So when you're having your events, see how many people can go in that room with tables, ladies and gentlemen. I understand you want to fill it up, but make some tables available to the people who get there first. Maybe set half the room up with tables and the other half with chairs, because people who have tablets and phones, allow these things in, ladies and gentlemen, because if you have value and what you're offering them is going to help them grow, those individuals have paid to be there. And if they can't leave with more than what they came with because they are not given the tools, then guess what? They won't be as productive. And this is something that I have learned that is a problem. So these big individuals, like, I want to, my dream, if y'all know somebody that will really sponsor me, I want to go to a John Maxwell leadership training. It's only 2 days, but ladies and gentlemen, that's $5,000. I know God can do it. So if there's somebody out there listening, connect with me if you want to sponsor somebody. I would love to go to that. But anyway, at that training, he has these really great ergonomically correct chairs that he has sitting. Each one gets fit in one of those chairs. And guess what? There's a little fold-down table for individuals to put their tablets, their phones, their notepads, whatever. So you're able to take and soak in that 8 hours of training that he is giving you. You can do your slides. He gives you a booklet with the information already there. If you're going to do this and you don't allow people to write or record, give them something. Give them something. If it's just a sheet with the outline on it, give them something that they can take away from that event. Because 9 times out of 10, people charge anywhere between $20 to $120 for some of these events, some of these trainings. And I just believe that if I'm going to invest that type of money, I should be able to walk away with something that I can hold valuable when I get back home, because I may not have heard something or misunderstood something, and I'm not able to implement it correctly because of that. So let's get it together. Let's help each other and be more effective in teaching than we are wanting to get paid to teach. That's the difference. So are you able to empower? Are you able to inspire? What are you doing? If you can't get yourself organized, if you can't get your own self motivated to do something consistently, how in the world do you expect others to do the same? On a job, and I try to compare anything to a job because that's something that people going to go to whether they want to or not, whether they like the boss or not, whether they like the owner or not. Guess what? You going to that J-O-B because you like to get your M-O-N-E-Y. You want your money. So people like to get paid. And if they feel like they're going to get something in return, they will give you their 100%. Now, there are naturally lazy people in the world, ladies and gentlemen, but it's okay. You're going to get what you went after. So when you go to your job, you're going to get your paycheck. Even though you know taxes is going to come in off the top, you know your insurance got to get paid, your life insurance is going to come out, you got your Social Security, your unemployment taxes, you got all this extra going to come out your check before you get paid. And we don't think anything else about it. So when you have to be disciplined, get yourself together to where if you're wanting to work from home, you've got to become your own bookkeeper. You've got to become disciplined enough to take your own health care insurance out. Ladies and gentlemen, take care of yourself. Stop expecting somebody else to do it for you. You get sick, you expect mama to take care of you, daddy to take care of your sister or whatever, because they've worked hard to get their ducks in a row. They've got their families in order. But you don't want to get yourself together because you know there are other people around you who are just going to take care of you just because. Well, how about for the next 6 months, you get to the position where you learn how to take care of yourself, your own family, your own dreams, your own visions. Learn what you need to do to get the funding. How much will you need? What do you want to do? That's the thing you need to decide. What is your dream? What is your vision? And then how are you going to get it done? No matter what your dream is or your passion, be willing to do the work. Be willing to do the work. I'll slow down, ladies and gentlemen. Be willing to do the work. It takes work. These organizations, these big businesses, these big corporations that you see, they didn't get to where they are sitting on their both fannies waiting on us as the employee to build them. They had to start it first. And that's what we forget. A lot of people don't even want to know, but it took hard work, sweat, sacrifice to get to the place where they're the owner of that organization, that business. It didn't all fall in everybody's lap, but somebody who started it, it doesn't matter if the kids are running it, grandkids are running it, great-great-grandkids, Sam Walton got Walmart set up, and those great-grandchildren are living the ultimate inheritance. That Walmart ain't going nowhere. I'm serious. But you have to get to your mind where you believe in your organization, your business, your passion to become the Walmart of your area first. Don't worry about going nationwide. You get your area under control first. Let people see you building and growing. Let people see you learning and adjusting. I don't like to call it change because people are scared of that word. They're afraid of it. But don't let them see you adjusting. Let them see you maturing. Let them see you growing. And then you will be an inspiration to say, oh, you know what? If he can do it, I can do it. That's how you look at that. Be the inspiration. Be the change. Be the supporter. Be the encourager. Be the prayer warrior. Be whatever it is you need in your community. Whatever you want to see, become that change. You need to be willing to do the work. It's not always handout, okay? So know that if there's a handout, there's someone putting something in those hands. And after a while, your hands that is out will become empty because people will get tired of doing, and don't see you putting anything in. Individuals will be greater to help you when they see you helping yourself. And that's so true. And that's not something I say, but I'm sharing it because I've heard it over the years. I didn't believe it when I was younger, but it is so true. I see individuals, they're willing to like give somebody a nickel, a dime, or a quarter on a corner somewhere. But if they see someone that they actually know and they know that their person is trying, they will give them hundreds of dollars, buy them a car or help them get a house, or they'll be willing to help that individual because that individual is doing something for themselves to grow, to mature, to move to something. That's why they call them penny handlers in the street, because that's basically what they get. But if they're out there long enough and that's all they want is just enough for the day, then that's fine. There are people who just want enough to take care of themselves. But God did not create us to be that way. God created us for others. The first assignment that he gave Adam and Eve as a team was to go and be fruitful and multiply. Get to work. Fill the land. Okay? The first thing he gave Adam to do was a job. There's always work before your blessing, ladies and gentlemen. Always. Adam had a job to do. He was to watch over the garden and name the animals and the trees and the flowers and whatever. That was his job. Once that job was done, God saw that he needs someone. I'm going to give him a woman. I'm going to give him someone to be his helper. Help him out. Brother need a reward. And he gave him a good woman, a woman from his side. He said a rib, but from his side. Ladies and gentlemen, let's stop trying to drag these men to where you see they need to be, pushing them to where they need to be, instead of allowing them to see what God has for them and you help them. That's what we're there for. A lot of us are like, I ain't got time for that. Well, if you don't have time for that, then stop getting men who need some help. Stop getting men that need you to pay his rent, his car. But I'm going to get off that because, like they say with that tea, ain't none of my business. But I'm just saying, okay? So get yourself together. Get you together and let them get them together. And when God brings you, if God put it together, this is what God put together, let no man put asunder. That means no person, not even you two, can separate that thing because he put you guys together. You can't break apart nothing God puts together, nothing. What the devil means for harm, God will bring that thing and make it good because it's his intention to get it done, okay? So next we're going to move on the highlights that we've gone over in these past three, well, I say 6 months because we kind of started in January to highlight what we were going to be doing for the month of, I mean, for the year of 2016. So that highlight is that we talked a lot about how to speak with passion. You need to be excited about the things that you're doing. Even ladies and gentlemen, for visual, if you're passionate about what you're saying, you're going to be what they call animated. You're going to move. You're going to smile. You're going to laugh. You're going to frown when you're saying something that's like, eh. You can tell, even if you're just listening to me, you can tell how I'm feeling. If I was sad, you could hear it in my voice. When I become angry, you could hear it in my voice. But what you're hearing, you can hear the passion. This is something that I'm excited about, and I want you to get it because I want you to be excited. And there's a difference. So make sure that you learn how to speak with passion because this is your baby. This is what you're birthing to help others with. And if they see you're not excited about what you're doing, why in the world would I want to connect to you? Why would I want to talk to you? Why would I want to work with you? Why would I want to build with you? If you're not even excited about what you want, how can you ask to help you when you don't want to help yourself? You remember that. Want to do what it is that you're passionate. Want to do. Be willing to do the work. The second thing we talked about, well, one of the things, it's the second on my list, is graphics. Ladies and gentlemen, it is so critical that people see. Visual, that's the day of the age, whether it's a video, whether it's a picture, whether it's a, what do you call them, Snapchat. I haven't really got into that one yet. I'm trying to catch up with all this other stuff. But anyway, graphics is so very, very important. When you're driving down the street, people see billboards. You're about to run off the road sometime looking and reading things. That's why they're trying to short code everything. They're trying to zip things down to small because people are too busy looking on the side of the road at all of the billboards, trying to see what it says, trying to get a phone number. You know, these are some things that we need to move, and it's moving toward mobile. Mobile is portable, small, quick, fast, easy, everything just like food. When we go out to eat, stuff coming out of that restaurant, steaks coming out in like 10, 20 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, really. So we need to be careful how quickly we want a return on the things that we do. So we need to be able to do the work, to do the tools, get your graphics. There's some easy things that you can do. There's stuff on for free that you can get. Go to YouTube, ladies and gentlemen. Go to Google. Google is the ultimate search engine. It is the ultimate. I mean, you can pretty much find out anything you want on Google. I really do love it. The Gmail account offers all types of apps that's going to keep you organized. It's going to help you with your scheduling and planner. It's got an auto-responding calendar that's going to send you out reminders so you don't lose track of yourself. You can keep up with yourself by opening up your Gmail account. It's going to tell you what you've put in there for today. There's all types of little things that we don't feel are important that's part of you being organized, and that's so, so major. Keep all of your papers, your records, invoices, receipts, ladies and gentlemen, taxes. tax time has come and gone, and people still stressing, trying to figure out how they're going to get it taken care of. If you have a business, an organization, or whatever you have, you will need to prove where your money went. Even a nonprofit, I have an organization as well. And as we were sharing today on 100%, ladies and gentlemen, your nonprofit organization has to prove where that money came from and where that money went. They want to know if you got grant money. That money is going to be have to be distributed according to what your mission or your vision is for your organization. You can't accept money from an organization and go spend it to buy you a car. That's embezzlement. That's called in trouble. So know that when you're doing that, I believe that's why it's so such a struggle. But doing the work is so important. That's just like penny handlers, as well as compared to having a job. We have to be careful that we do not confuse the two and we understand the difference in giving someone a blessing and taking someone's blessing. There is a difference. So we need to be willing to work together and let's get it together. Let's just do the work. It's easier for people to give when you are doing something. And that's why a lot of causes and these nonprofits, that's why they're able to get the grants from the government and they're able to get churches and other people even to donate. Girl Scouts, I use that as my ultimate example of some type of fundraiser. That joke of people live for them cookies. They live for those cookies. And guess what? You will pay $5 a box of cookies. $5. But you'll get in the grocery store and say it's too much to pay $3 for a box of Chip Ahoy. You know, these are things, come on now, we need to be realistic. You're going to pay that $5 for that box of cookies because you know it's going to help those girls do something positive, right? Am I right or right? Okay, so make sure that you have your passions and your dreams, you're excited and you're enthusiastic, you've got your graphics designing, you've got individuals that's got full of information to give you in the webinars. That's my next tip is webinars. Ladies and gentlemen, it is so critical. What we're on right now is a no picture webinar. All a webinar is a conference call or a blog radio show or a radio show with a picture on your computer. If you've got the smart TV, you can even watch it on your big screen. But that's all a webinar is. It is a training that you can go to right in your home. It's great for people who are homebound like myself. There are times where I can't get out. Summertime's coming, ladies and gentlemen. I am not looking forward to it because I know what happens, but it is the situation that I'm in, and that is why I'm telling you that you can still do the same thing anyone else does with handicap. Let's stop using that as an excuse to sit down. You can do anything you put your heart and mind to, and if it's God's will, it will get done. So let's keep moving forward. Let's just keep moving forward. I got a lie. I didn't realize it was going to be this much today. Okay, webinars. And so it's so very important. So if you have something to offer, yeah, you got Google Hangout, absolutely free. Figure out how to work it. Get on YouTube. Learn. Get you a visual presence for your people. Once again, it is all about what I see. I can see with my ears. Guess what? I can tell when there's people around me. When it's nice and quiet, it's calm. I can see with my ears. I hear the rain outside or I hear thunder outside. I can see with my ears. I can tell when you're giving me something that's good, and I can tell when you're feeding me a bunch of nonsense. So I am seeing with my ears. You are seeing with your ears right now listening to me, okay? So these are some things that I really think are important. The last point I want to hit with some of the things that we've been talking about throughout the year is connecting with others through events. And I put thoughts. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are looking at the web, I will go and correct that. But connecting with others through events. So support other people. It's okay. If they're not doing what you're doing, it's okay. If they have an event, go. Because you know what? It just may change their mindset or their thought process about you because now you're supporting them. And it's almost like an obligation card that you will pull because eventually it's not that they want to say, oh, I guess I better go. But because they get that thought process, that benefits you. You can send an invitation. Now, don't remind them that you've been supporting them. You just support them. You support them any way you can. And in return, eventually, they will say, you know what, you have always been there for me. You've always come in. You've always done this. You've always done that. I'm going to come. I'm going to come to your event. I want to see what you're doing. I want to see if we can't collaborate and get some things going together. It just happens, people, by default. Good people will support other good people. That's just the way that is. And you will have people you might not even like, but God says he will make your enemies your footstool. So be careful who you decide to or to not support. No matter what you think of that person, what is the organization as a whole doing? What is that business doing? What is that church teaching? What is the school? We want to send our kids to the best school, but a lot of times we can't afford it. So put yourself in a position to say, okay, you know what? Whatever this school is lacking, I need to become that parent to make that difference. I need to teach my children to be difference makers. Let's get it together and let's stop complaining about the situation and start polishing our craft and doing things the way that we are supposed to do as believers, and let's move forward. I'm offering a two-day webinar workshop, and this will give you an opportunity. And as we go, I'm going to continue to talk about webinars and the benefits of such. But we do it all the time, but I want to give you something that has value. But it's a two-day workshop. It's going to be in August. I'm going to do 2 days, August the 8th. And it starts at 7 p.m. Central. That's 9 p.m. Eastern. It's for an hour. That is all. I know that sounds like a long time, but ladies and gentlemen, the information that you get will be well worth it. Then I will do a second training or a webinar on August the 15th, same time, 7 for Central, 8 for Eastern, and it's going to be for 1 hour. I need you to commit, and it's $50 for the session. Now, if you choose to pay for the session and you got 90 people in the room that you want to take the seminar with you, that's up to you. But I really would prefer you don't do me that way. But if you find value, please make a donation. But don't, you know, it's taking advantage of the tools that are out there. You're taking advantage of the situation. And that's a lot of the reason why a lot of individuals do not allow you to bring recorded devices, because of that reason. A lot of people will take it and they will go and make it their own and then make more money off of whatever it is that they got from you. So find value in what you're sharing. We talked about that last week. And I'm looking forward to it. Go to soulrealwithmadeline.wix.com/Madeline-Bath. And let's start growing you today. I'm excited about it. Look for my video, my short promotion video coming up in probably about a couple of weeks. I got my pictures. I'm excited to see what those have turned out to look like. But get professional, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get it together and let's move to our next level. And as I teach and show you, I'm also growing myself so that we can all get to success together. I'm Madeline Bass. This has been Empowering Your Mind. And I want you to go get your blessing each and every day. Be the change that you want to see.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be.